Yep. It is time for us to check sports. Let's bring in Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
I have all set to talk to you about the Islanders whooping the Philadelphia yesterday.
Well, blame the power company.
We got to get you an atomic clock.
You can talk about it today.
Yeah, it was. They basically dismantled them.
Yeah, it was a close game. It was a 2-0 game going into the third, and the Flyers pulled their goalie with 7 minutes to go, and I don't think the Islanders even knew it. They were just making a clearing out of the zone and went almost the length of the ice into the net to make it 3-0, and that was pretty much it. They scored another goal after that, but at 3-0, that game was toast with 7 minutes to go. And the Islanders are playing good hockey. They're playing old devil hockey where they're tying you up in the zone. They're looking for you to make a mistake, and they're capitalizing on it, and that's the way they're playing. They've only lost one game in this postseason, and I think they're the lowest seed right now in the East, but they're probably the most dangerous team in the East, and I think they have a really good shot to get to the Stanley Cup final.
All right. The Lightning defeated the Bruins, Steve, and that series up 4-3 last night.
Yeah, that was a must-win for them, and they were losing for most of the game, put on a rush late, take the lead, lost the lead. The Bruins tied it up. They went to overtime and won in overtime, and that was a big win for Tampa Bay. If they went down 2-0, the numbers on teams going down 2-0 in these series are not good. So that's tied up at 1-1, and now they have a shot to beat the Bruins.
And the V's, Vancouver over Vegas.
That's the first time that they've beaten Vegas all year, and that was a big win for them. I thought that Vegas would walk right through the playoffs and get to the finals. Maybe they did yesterday, too, and maybe they took the Canucks a little too lightly. So we'll see how they rebound in that game. It was a very, very surprising loss for Vegas last night, in my opinion.
All right, switching to baseball for just a second. Here's what's wrong with a 60-game season when you cancel 40 games or move 40 games in that 60-game season. The Yankees and a couple of other teams have three doubleheaders in 5 days. And it changes the whole – the complexion of the season is just so changed. But, hey, let's congratulate that Chicago White Sox pitcher. He pitched a no-no.
Hey, let me tell you something. The White Sox are going to be a team to be reckoned with. They got a young team. They have this one outfielder, Luis Robert, who I think is going to be the best player in baseball, maybe as early as next year. And they have a decent pitching staff. They're a team to reckon with. Don't be surprised if the White Sox and the A's make the World Series this year.
The White Sox have also a good hitting club.
Yeah, they can hit.
They got some power. And it's not only power, they can spread the hits all around. So
they can hit. They don't, and like you said, they just don't live on a long ball, which is big. I think they have the most runs scored in baseball.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. They've been building
Tampa Bay
offense.
Has more than them. Tampa Bay scored a bunch of runs, but they have the second most runs in the American League. They're doing really good.
All right, so now where do we want to go from there?
We can still go to baseball.
Right.
The Mets season's over. They got swept yesterday. They got swept yesterday by the Marlins. So call out the dogs. The Mets season is done, finished,
kaput.
Yeah, they're done. That's it.
Wow, the Marlins I haven't checked the standings in a while. But let's see where the Marlins are.
The Marlins are half a game behind Atlanta.
Wow.
They have a few more games to catch up on. Like you said, there's a lot of teams that 30 is about the mark where everybody should be right now. But there's a lot of teams that don't have 30, and there's a lot of teams that are far away from 30. And the Marlins are one of them. Far away is when you're only playing 60 games and you're supposed to have 30 done, but you only have 25 in the bank. That's far away. So they're 14 and 11. The Mets are 12 and 16. So, fading fast. The game between the Braves and the Yankees got called off yesterday. I don't know if it was because of the rain, the flu. I don't know what it was, but all I know is postponed.
How would you feel if you were a player and you had three doubleheaders in 5 days?
It's part of the game.
Yeah, I guess so. It's part of today's game, yeah.
Hey, when you go play in a College World Series, you play two games in one day, maybe a couple of times too. So I don't feel bad for them. They're pros. They're supposed to know how to do it. And it's not nine innings. It's only seven. So you're really only playing five extra innings. All it's right. not a lot. I mean, it sounds worse than it is. The doubleheaders are only
you're
seven
right.
innings.
No,
they're not
right.
nine.
You're right. I take that back. I forgot that. It gets down.
And let me tell you something.
Innings.
If you're a major league starting pitcher worth any salt and you can't pitch a complete game, seven inning shutout or something, you don't belong in the major leagues. If it was a seven-inning game, I'd be looking to pitch that entire game. There's no way I wouldn't be.
Well, that's the difference between now and then. Back then, pitchers had the strength and the stamina, and they also told their managers to go back in the dugout. Nowadays, everything is figured out on computers.
Yeah, they don't work too well, do they?
I don't think so. All right, anything else? Hey, that's right, we're back to racing.
Saratoga's running today. The rail's out 27 feet on the outer turf course.
Now, explain for people listening what that means.
Well, you have your regular rail, and then you put a temporary rail up. It's to save the turf from getting cut up because of the amount of turf races they're running, so or rain or whatever else you want to put it. When the rails are way out, it's hard to make up ground from the back of the course because the course is much more narrow than it usually is. There's less room for horses. So speed horses have big advantages in those races. And in the seventh race today, which is today's small stake up in Saratoga, the eight-horse Maven, trained by Wesley Ward, is the speed of the race. This horse is coming off a 2 3/4 length win at Keeneland on the front end, going 5.5 on the turf. And to me, he's head and shoulders above everybody else in this field. And with the rails up and his speed, he has a big advantage over them as well. So play today is in the seventh race at Saratoga. The eight-horse Maven is going to be my play for today.
All right, that is a play for today. And that will be up on our Robin Hood Radio Daily Bugle.com.
Oh, there's a different one up on that.
Well, it's because I didn't receive it yet.
It's in the air. It's there.
Okay, it's there. Well, it must have been put there because I checked my email about an hour ago and it wasn't there then.
Mm-hmm.
So I will put it up after we finish right there with it. All right. Well, I guess I'll speak to you tomorrow because you'll watch more hockey tonight.
Yes, I will. The Islanders play today.
All right. Hey, Mike.
3:00, I think, too.
Yeah. Enjoy the game and we'll check with you mañana.
You got it. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.